Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole-body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
8:09, making our way through Wednesday morning, August 26th. But it's not just Wednesday, it's a Win It Wednesday all season long on WWL. And if you love Tulane football, I got you hooked up. Listen every Wednesday, an hour from now, in the 9 o'clock hour. I'm going to give you a code word, then you enter it at WWL.com/contest. For your chance to win two tickets to a future home game in the Glazer Family Club with premium buffet, open bar, and the best seats in Yeoman Stadium. So in the 9 o'clock hour, and today we're giving away two tickets to see the Green Wave take on South Alabama on Saturday, September 12th. I'll give you the code word in about an hour, and the code words expire each Wednesday at midnight. So you'll have all day to act on that, but only until midnight. Good luck from Tulane Football and WWL. Roll Wave. We'll be back talking to Ronald Surpass here on WWL. . 8:14 now on this Wednesday morning. We're talking about flock cameras this hour, and personally, to get us started, I got no problem with them because I got nothing to hide, and I think they contribute to public safety. A lot of people don't feel that way. I'm just telling you that's the way I feel, and I welcome you to text in at 504-260-1870 and let me know how you feel. Ronald Surpass joins us now, professor of practice in the Department of Criminal Justice at Loyola, former NOPD superintendent, head of the Nashville State Police, Nashville City Police, Washington State Police, and now a consultant, and you'll see him on TV occasionally when something happens and the networks get him on. How you doing, Chief?
I'm great today, Tommy. How about you?
I am awesome. Tell me about flock cameras. What are they? How long have they been around? When did law enforcement begin to use them?
Well, it's probably since the beginning of the 2001-2002 when we began using surveillance cameras overtly posted in neighborhoods following 911. You know, we talked about that. Originally, there was a lot of the exact same, Tommy, believe it or not. It's always the exact same complaint about evolving technology and civil rights groups. And guess what? That's fine. Secondly, there are people in the United States of America who really believe that no criminals should be arrested. They become part of this pushback. There are people in this country who are properly cautious about the use of new technology, to include the Police Chiefs Association and the Sheriff's Association. And there are people in the country who believe the police can have no impact on crime anyway, so why are we even having the discussion about police? Now, the problem with those positions are that they're nonsensical. When someone commits a crime, we as a society have a duty to find that person and protect the constitutional rights to live free and happy and protect the constitutional rights of the defendant. Now, here's the thing that really is fascinating. Flock's been expanding its use in technology in the last 3 to 5 years. By being more technologically advanced, they can see SIFs, they can see things like descriptions of cars, partial license plates. Now, Tommy, when we tell people to call Crime Stoppers, we say to them, report anything you see because you have no idea all the other things we've heard. That one last letter on a license plate may be what we need for this Crime Stoppers tip to go forward. flock in many ways is the exact same thing. It's just taking sterile pictures of information as it goes through the system. Now, here's the question. You and I have made this point clear. We know, and I think you agree with me, overtime abuse is a supervisory problem, isn't it? Not the fact that somebody wants to steal money. It's the fact that nobody's watching the till. Flock, just like we saw in Jefferson, and they made some dramatic actions against a deputy who misused it, that is supervision of a technology. That is what we should be striving for, that supervisors who are paid more, have prettier uniforms, have better retirements, actually stand up and supervise. Bottom line, Tommy, don't let anybody fool you. This question of flock safety information, which is very important, does two things. One, it reduces the number of people the police have to interrupt in their day-to-day life to interview them about a crime. Isn't that what every social justice advocate wants? Mm-hmm. That instead of interviewing 10 kids on a street corner, you'd say, I'm just looking at this one person, because it turns out their car registered to them went through this intersection where the shooting was. Common sense. Secondly, don't let anybody fool you either. The police in America have been handling sensitive intelligence information for the 47 years I've been in this business. NCIC records, III records, NIBIN records, FBI intelligence sources, state police intelligence sources. The police routinely handle intelligence information driven from real person real person interviews or technology. So what's happening here could be the effort of throwing the baby out with the bathwater because the new technology is scaring people. And guess what? We should be scared, but it doesn't mean we should run away. This can help us solve crimes. This can help us bring justice to people who have been shot, murdered, raped, robbed, burglarized. And I refuse to stand by and not accept the fact that there will be questions, but we can't throw the baby out with the bathwater.
When it comes to something, and you said, you know, for years and years, sensitive information, something as simple as a license plate reader, not mechanical, but one driving a police car, and you know, I'm just going to make it at its basis level, a young guy's driving a police car, or a young woman, and see somebody attractive in another car, and it's like, well, let me run that plate, see who they are, where they live, and all. You can't do that, right?
No, and guess what? You can't steal overtime to hundreds of thousands of dollars a year either. It's a supervisory problem. Mm-hmm. Once you find out, you know, sometimes you just have to enact extreme discipline, like I think the sheriff did, LaPinto. I think he did the right thing. My reading of the news is that he found a deputy who was using flock inappropriately, and I think he terminated him. Mm-hmm. Perfect. That sends the message to everybody in that department. Hey, guess what? You can't do it. Guess what, Tommy? Here's another thing. Back in the mid-'80s, we had employees who were working paid details at Dillard's, and they were using the NCIC system to run background checks for dealers and get paid on the side. You know what happened? They got spanked, and they got spanked hard, and everybody in the department know, ooh, we're not supposed to do that. Mm-hmm. It's when these supervisors ignore overtime fraud, block fraud, selling NCIC information, when supervisors ignore it or don't have audit systems to ensure it doesn't happen, that should cause the community to be concerned.
So I guess what I'm asking, there's something built into the system to show if, is mm-hmm. NCIC, is that what you said, the letters you used?
All of those systems, to my knowledge, every intelligence system that police departments have access to, there are audit trails. Even back to my time in the ancient history of policing, there were audit trails. This ID number on this day at this time looked up this record. So none of this is new. I just want to make sure that the listening audience understands. Ultimately, what police want to do is use technology constitutionally, legally, so they don't have to stop your son because your son looks like someone versus stopping my son who was identified by technology. I don't know how it can be any clearer than that.
So when it comes to day-to-day operations, generally speaking, when you say audit trail, however you want to phrase it, mm-hmm. does anybody go back and check and see, okay, why did this person pull this license number? Or would a complaint have to surface in order for that to happen?
All of the above. Sometimes it's a result of a complaint. Sometimes it's a result of another officer sitting next to them watching them do it. And oftentimes it should be the part of a random audit system, and you tell the department. Tom, we used to do integrity checks in New Orleans. You know what that is? We put a wallet on a street corner, and we'd have somebody who's a citizen working with us call the police and say, oh, I found this wallet. And we would track what happened to that wallet with that police officer. And that officer did the right thing. We celebrated it. Mm-hmm. It showed two messages. One, we're checking. And two, when you do the right thing, you deserve to be acknowledged. So auditing systems on Flock, on NCIC, all those auditing systems are meant to show the officers who are doing the right thing so that when you catch the one or two miscreants, you can say, too bad for you, pal. Everybody else got it right. You didn't.
And I think what stood out to me there is random checks. You can't check every time somebody goes in the system, but you can spot check here or there to see what goes on, just like you're doing. You can't check everybody with a wallet, but you can spot check to see, right?
Absolutely. And then you might have suspicion of a particular employee. At the end of the day, this is a baby and bathwater argument. Because you have two or three examples across the country, 20, 30, 40 out of a country of 330 million people, you can't throw the baby out with the bathwater. This technology stops us from harassing your son because of what we heard versus going to that person's son because ALPR, drone, digital forensics, DNA, fingerprints said this was the person we should be talking to. Why are the social justice concerned about doing that correctly as opposed to just dragnet stops?
I got to take a break. Running late, 822 traffic now, WWL.
Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today, and let us surprise you.
A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between thinking about photography school and selling your portraits online. It's the difference between giving away those cookies you just made for free and running your cookie empire. A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between having a movie reviewing hobby and a movie reviewing career. Squarespace, because no matter what you're into, a website makes it real. Use offer code THEDIFFERENCE for 30% off every plan. Terms and conditions apply.
828, Tommy Tucker, WWL, joined by Ronald Serpas, as we are every Wednesday morning, taking a deep dive into crime. Ronald, a professor of practice, Department of Criminal Justice at Loyola, former NOPD superintendent and chief of the Nashville City Police, Washington State Police, started as a beat cop, did you not, years ago?
Yes, sir.
So, let me ask you this. Somebody says, the chief is circling around the fact that Flock cameras are warrantless mass surveillance of innocent citizens. It's against the Fourth Amendment. I don't know if that's search and seizure or not, but nobody's being searched and nobody's being seized, right? Nothing's being seized?
Absolutely not. Officers have to have probable cause and reasonable suspicion to take any of those steps, and that's what that person's opinion is, but that's not the facts in the law. Look, Tommy, real quick. There was 1.2 million victims of violent crime last year available. There were 750,000 victims of property crime last year available. And that's usually about half of what is known. That's about half of what actually happens. Mm-hmm. The DSA, for example, says end mass incarceration and police immunity. Less than 0.5% of the nation's population is in prison. The point here is this. There are people who believe that the police shouldn't do anything to act upon criminal behavior. So that's what's part of this.
One other thing real quick, these cameras are always on, and then some kind of artificial intelligence things filters what they see to see if there's any match or something?
Generally, it would be that someone would enter the system. I'm looking for a gray truck that's about 10 years old, and it'll start looking to see it. That's one of the many ways. But the question is, police officers are held to standards, supervisors enforce those standards. Fourth Amendment law comes in at a much different level.
Thank you, Chief. Appreciate it as always. When we come back, we're going to talk to Edith Romero, organizer for Eye on Surveillance. She sees it different, but we always try to give you both sides, and we will when we come back. Right now, time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Ian Ozan. 8:42, 18 till 9. Apparently, the orchestra couldn't decide what song they wanted to play, but I'm glad they looked at the playlist and got it straight. We're joined by Edith Romero, organizer for Eye on Surveillance, to talk about flock cameras. Good morning, Edith. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for taking the time. Tell me, for people that don't know, what is a flock camera? Let's start there.
So a flock camera, these are called ALPRs. They're automatic license plate readers. They are cameras that can detect and read license plate license plates. And they're all over the country. What makes flock a bit different than other cameras is that they share information with different agencies. So flock cameras here can be sharing information with flock cameras, let's say, in Texas or in Denver.
I got you. Tell me a little bit about your group, Eye on Surveillance.
Yeah, so Eye on Surveillance is a coalition of organizations and community members that work against the expansion of surveillance. We work also alongside our local communities to build alternatives for community safety. We actually started, I want to say around 2018, when some of our members were offered a tour of the RTCC. This is where all the cameras in the city connect to, the real-time crime center, and they were shocked. They were shocked at the level of surveillance in the city. They mobilized to protect our communities, and they actually passed an ordinance, a surveillance ban, that banned five different technologies. Unfortunately, this ban was amended a few years later to create loopholes for certain surveillance, like facial recognition. And let's say just last year, we actually organized against an ordinance that would have authorized live facial recognition, something that you don't see in city cameras anywhere else in the country. This would have been authorized in the city last year, but thanks to community mobilization, this ordinance was withdrawn.
Okay, let me ask you this, and playing devil's advocate, okay? I said earlier, I got nothing to hide, so I don't really care who takes my picture. I figure, and I know somebody that's over 50 that's very concerned about this. Facial recognition, didn't even want to belong to a gym because they used facial recognition. Tell me what your concerns are, because maybe I'm living in a fool's paradise, but I figure it's all out there anyway. Internet information, social security number, dark web, it's all out there anyway. So why should I be concerned about this, Edith?
So I would say, you know, we're seeing a lot of cases of like flock cameras being used to stalk people. And these are people that had nothing, you know, they were not doing anything wrong, but they were being stalked. And I also say this as a survivor of domestic violence who has been stalked. So it's a big issue as a survivor for me. But the issue is that they're collecting your data, your personal data. What they call it is pattern of life data. This is a military term. And it means
Wait,
that
say that
they
again,
can know
Edith, please, about the military term.
Pattern of life
okay.
data. It means they can know, like, where you work, when you go to work, who you hang out with, what routes you take, where you live, all this kind of information is being stored. And it doesn't matter if you are doing something that's wrong or not. One, because especially with live facial recognition, it has been found to misidentify people of color. We actually have a great example of a beloved youth leader called Prince Holmes, who was misidentified by the Caesars Casino facial recognition. He actually is doing great work, but he was misidentified and then accused, and his wanted ad was blasted by NOPD. His reputation was damaged. So he wasn't doing anything wrong, but he was still accused. And this has happened with flock cameras as well all over the country. And I also want people to think about the definition of wrong. Like, the definition of something being wrong is changing. And I have to say this as an immigrant myself, just being an immigrant is considered wrong right now. And I say that knowing full well that flock cameras, like we have the example of the Kenner flock cameras, we have that data, have been used for immigration searches as well.
You know, that's a point that stuck with me just now when you said that, because the definition of wrong is constantly changing, and some things that are perceived to be wrong today, 10 years ago perhaps, you would not have thought would have been perceived as wrong, nor would you have worried about being identified with that, right? That's your point?
Exactly, yes.
So what would you ideally like to see leaders take when it comes to these flock cameras?
So I think leaders, and really like all our city, and this is part of the work we do, right? We have to take a serious look at where our resources are being invested, which is, this is our tax dollars. And I say that as an immigrant who pays their taxes, right? When looking at the police budget, like, this is the biggest part of our budget. And we've done the work of trying to find out what we're paying for cameras, what we're paying for license plate readers, what we're paying for police overtime of police abusing this tech. And I want to bring out the example at JPSO that just came out of the police officer using a flock camera to search his ex-fiance more than 1,000 times. But the point is, these are our tax dollars. What are they being used for? So we want more budget transparency from our leaders. And the Big Easy Budget Coalition is working on this. So I encourage everyone to look it up. But New Orleans leaders also have to protect the whole New Orleans communities. And I want to say that saying, like, our communities of color, our Black communities who are vulnerable to racial profiling, to wrongful accusations, our immigrant communities, which we not only have Hispanic, we actually have Black immigrants too. So they're doubly being targeted, right? Like, we have Garifuna communities and Haitian communities. We have to protect our New Orleans community from wrongful accusations, stalking, harassing, and also the climate of fear and criminalization that surveillance builds. So we must end ALPR contracts, because we not only have Flock in the city, we have Gentag, which is another company, and Project NOLA cameras not only have live facial recognition, they also can add license plate readers. So we have to halt the expansion of the surveillance. We have to halt the expansion of police drones and conduct investigations, because unfortunately we're seeing that a lot of this technology is being used to stalk. A lot of the policies are being violated, especially by NOPD when it comes to police drones. So we need investigations. We need to hold NOPD accountable for any abuses that have been committed.
Did you say when it comes to police rooms?
I'm sorry?
Did you just now say when it comes to police rooms?
No, police drones.
Drones. Yeah, we'll talk about drones when we come back. I understand. I'm sorry. My ears are not what they used to be. 850, 10 till 9, traffic now, WWL. 8:54, 6 till 9, Tommy Tucker, WWL, joined by Edith Romero, a organizer for Eye on Surveillance. How many people in the organization, Edith? I'm just wondering, and how much of a concern is there in the city for this?
Well, we have several, I would say there's people who are very active, and there's people who are active when we have a call to action. Last year, when we were organizing against the live facial recognition, we have thousands and thousands of people emailing city council, emailing NOPD, and asking them to cancel, to not pass this ordinance. So I would say we do have people who care about this and who at least question the surveillance and its overreach.
And you mentioned before we went to the break, drones. Tell me your feelings, your concerns about NOPD, their use of drones. Somebody texted in a concern about drones being equipped with weapons. Talk about all of that.
Oh my! This is exactly the reason why we feel like we can't trust NOPD. And we rang the alarm from the start. You know, drones, they come from the military. They were designed for the military. They're used by the military. And they have been weaponized by the military. And we saw that as the next step, right? And lo and behold, it happened. They, NOPD, really behind everyone's back, in June, they changed their drone policy to authorize weapons on them with the signature, the written approval, I think is the exact wording, of the superintendent, Kirkpatrick. And as I said, this was done behind everyone's back. We actually caught it because one of our members was checking the policy, but they did not announce it. City Council did not know. And once we caught it, we mobilized people to do hundreds of calls and emails to City Council and to NOPD asking it to be reversed, to be rescinded. And it was. It was changed, I want to say, on July 1st to prohibit any weapons on the police drones. So we know, though, right, we're glad it got rescinded, but we are really concerned that it happened in the first place and to know that this is the direction in which they want to go.
So do you see a use for drones, a use for these flock cameras, a use for Project NOLA's cameras?
I don't at all. We have the saying that we say a lot at EOS, if it gets built, it will be used. Mm-hmm. And I say that as an immigrant who has seen how these surveillance technologies are being weaponized right now against my community. And as I said, the definition of wrong will be changing depending on what time we're living in. So it can be that today it's not you, but tomorrow it could be you. And let me just add something about the police drones. So I also want to talk about how we obtained the flight logs for last year for the police drones that NOPD already has, because right now we're fighting especially against the Drones as First Responder program that they passed. But NOPD did already have police drones that were being used supposedly for like special events. Mm-hmm. So the flight logs, they reveal, and it's really easy to see, like if I send you the data, 70% of all these flight logs have absolutely no documentation on why they were deployed. So there's no reason why they were being used. And that is an issue to me as we're seeing surveillance being abused, right, to stalk people. But it's also an issue to me as we're seeing these OIG investigations into police overtime fraud.
And tie those two together for me?
Yes. So can a police person, a police officer be doing overtime fraud under the guise of manning a police drone, right? Can on those 70% of the flight logs, can it be that a police officer was using a police drone to spy on someone to do something that they shouldn't be doing?
Or even using the drone at all, right? Or the drone was being
used. Or not using it, yes. Yeah. Or not using it, how we've seen with fraud as well.
So again, that would point also to a supervisor problem, would it not?
I would say because the NOPD policy at that time said that they had to, document a reason. So it's a problem with the supervisor. It's a problem with NOPD not respecting their policies. And
we'll pick it up there next time.
Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers, and someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money, and most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and save thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. An Autodesk company.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
People say, "I got you," all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. WeShare Health. We got you.